This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. One of the verses that inshallah ta'ala is going to be recited this evening is a verse in Surah Al-Isra in which Allah Azza wa Jal mentions two of the greatest rights that people have or that are upon us. The first of those rights is the right of the Creator and the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second is to do with the right of the creation, the most important people to us in that creation. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has decreed and legislated that none has the right to be worshipped except Him, and that you should be dutiful towards your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If both of them or either one of your parents reaches old age, then don't even say to them, uff, that statement, uff, or rebuke them, but rather speak to them in an honorable, gentle way. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, and lower the wing of humility towards them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, and say, oh my Lord, show mercy towards them as they reared me whilst I was young. This verse is an amazing verse, because Allah Azza wa Jal first of all tells us His rights upon us, and that is that He alone is worthy of being worshipped. This month of Ramadan, all that you are doing of the good deeds, your salah, your fasting, your sadaqah, everything that you do is an acknowledgement of that right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifices that you make from the morning when you wake up for that suhoor meal until this moment right now when you've come to pray the salatu taraweeh and isha, all of it is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, because we acknowledge and recognize that right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the only reason we are upon this world, the only reason for our existence, is that Allah Azza wa Jal created us for His worship alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jal tells us the greatest right of the creation upon us, and that is the rights of the parent upon the child. The rights of the parent are so great that even when those parents go against the first principle, you are still commanded to be good towards them. In Surah Luqman, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that if your parents from amongst those people who tell you, urge you, encourage you to make shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, then don't obey them. Because you don't obey anyone when it comes to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, to show you the level of honor that your parents deserve, even when they're telling you to do the worst of sins, something which would take you outside of the fold of Islam, it would give you eternity in the hellfire. Allah says, don't obey them in that, but still be good towards them. Show kindness towards them. No one else has that right. No one else gets that degree of respect when they're encouraging you to do what is the worst of sins upon the face of this earth. But that shows you the level of the parents in this religion. The man came and he traveled from a very far distance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wanted to give him the pledge of allegiance, wanted to give him a promise that he would stay with him and accompany him and fight alongside him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, who did you leave behind? Where you came from in your land, who did you leave behind? He said, left behind my elderly parents. The Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ, go back and make jihad with them instead. This is a man who wants to be a companion, wants to spend his days and nights with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wants to spend his time serving him, honoring him, memorizing his narrations. He said, no, go back and serve your parents instead. And that shows to you the honor of this religion. The man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about his father, that he took some of his wealth without his permission. The father took some of the wealth of the son without his permission. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining about this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Anta wa maluka li abik." You and all that belongs to you belongs to your father. After all that he did for you of sacrifice, and your mother of sacrifice, and the time and the effort that they did willingly out of love and kindness, now you're complaining because you took some money from your bank account or you took some money without asking your permission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the parents a great status in this religion. And that is why from the greatest and most accessible paths towards Jannah is the path of the parents, to honor them, to serve them, especially when they reach old age and they become dependent upon you. They need your help and they need your service, as opposed to when they're young and they're fit and they're able. Maybe that level of independence gives them an ability to do their own affairs. But a time and moment comes upon many parents when they now need your service. They need your help. They need your advice and they need your companionship. And so the Sharia tells you that to serve them is one of the greatest doors towards Jannah. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ praised that man, Uwais al-Qarni, in Yemen, who lived during his time, but he never came, even though he was a Muslim, never came to Medina to meet the Prophet ﷺ. He's one of those select few people, one of those category of people that lived in that time, but they're not companions. Because they never saw the Prophet ﷺ, they never met him, they never sat with him, they never heard from him. But he believed in his time. The only thing that prevented him from coming was he had an elderly mother that he was serving, an elderly mother that he was looking after. And so the Prophet ﷺ said to the companions that were assembled, this man, if he was to come to you and make dua for you, Allah would answer his dua. And that is why when he eventually did come to Medina in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar asked him to make dua for him and seek Allah's forgiveness for him. This month of Ramadan, that famous hadith that we're familiar with, when the Prophet ﷺ stood on the steps of the minbar, and on every step he said, Ameen, 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 and Jibreel alayhi salam is making dua. One of those dua is to do with this month. Whoever the month of Ramadan comes upon and it leaves and they don't have their sins forgiven, may Allah distance them. But one of the other du'as that he also said Ameen to on that same occasion comes to the parents. Whoever reaches and sees their parents, one or both of them in old age, and he still can't find Jannah through them, then may Allah distance them. And the Prophet ﷺ said Ameen to that du'a. So this religion is an amazing religion. Gives to each and every single person their rights. And those rights are unequal. Some people have greater rights upon you and some people have lesser rights. But from the greatest rights of the creation upon you is the rights of your parents. So if you are from amongst those people who your parents are still living and they're still alive, either one of them or both of them, then use that as a means to draw close to Allah Azza wa Jalla and a means of good deeds. And if you're from amongst those people whose parents have passed away, then do good in terms of making dua for them and doing good deeds because they get a share of that reward. Either way, they still have a right upon you. And to fulfill that right, it is one of the greatest deeds that you can perform. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless our parents. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon them and shower His forgiveness upon them. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla give those who are still living good health. And let us all die upon Iman. Barakallahu feek.